Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to tout his business talents along the campaign trail. Visitors to Atlantic City will now be able to get an unvarnished look at how Trump's casinos have affected South Jersey, thanks to a new walking tour, as WHYY's Joe Hernandez explains.
So, welcome to Trump's Gambling Heritage Tour. We are trying to piggyback off of the national news and offer people a little bit of an education about both Atlantic City and Mr. Trump's career here. Wow, that was my best, like, short description I've ever done. Did you get that? That's awesome.
Levi Fox is getting his PhD in history at Temple University, but on the side, he's president of Jersey Shore Tours. And after hearing Trump boast this year about his successes in Atlantic City, Fox decided to lead a tour from one end of the boardwalk to the other, past Trump's former casinos, to talk about the real estate mogul's actual legacy in what was once called America's Playground.
So when the Trump Taj Mahal went into bankruptcy in 1991, it started a downward spiral, resulting in the bankruptcy of both the Trump Castle and the Taj Mahal in 1992.
Even Fox has been surprised by just how topical the tour really is. For one, the tour starts at the Taj Mahal, which these days sounds like this. Because employees there are striking over working conditions and an overdue contract. The casino is slated to close its doors for good on Monday. And secondly, Fox includes information about the recent New York Times story that showed how Trump lost so much money at his casinos in the 90s that he could have avoided paying income taxes for 18 years.
Even now, finding out more about Mr. Trump's finances, his longstanding connections to Atlantic City, how he moved, one could say manipulated his money.
This was all happening at a time when the Atlantic City gambling industry was much healthier. From 1990 to 1995, about half of the city's 12 casinos made a profit. But during that period, all three of Trump's casinos lost money. In the tour, Fox also emphasizes the local narratives that may be getting lost among all the national stories about Trump, like how Trump would fail to pay local contractors for their work in his casinos, dealing a blow to hundreds of small businesses, many of which were in South Jersey.
It's not even 6 degrees of separation from the reality of this. We're talking 2 or 3 degrees. We're talking a friend of a friend. And we're talking ripple effects going on throughout the community, extending to this day.
Emily Van Dyne was raised in nearby Ventnor and teaches with Fox at Stockton University.
I grew up watching all of this happen. I can still sing like the Trump Plaza Hotel and Casino song from the commercials that played in the 80s.
She says visitors to Atlantic City would benefit from the tour because it shows Trump's legacy in a way that many locals know, but other people across the country may not.
He's like a profiteer. I mean, he gains personally and then he decimates areas. And so this is an area that has been decimated by him.
Fox is offering the tours now through the election for $16 per person. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.